Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, for a very long time I was involved in the academic year. And whenever anyone would ask me about the beginning or the end of the year, I automatically thought of September as the beginning and June as the end. I suspect that those who are involved in the financial markets look upon the year according to the fiscal reporting. And others still cling to that idea that it begins in January and ends in December. But this passage of time seems a curious phenomenon. Sometimes it moves quickly, other times slowly. Seems to depend on whether we enjoy those moments or we are filled with anxiety. Although the clock in our house seems to keep us regular, clicking at those second moments, sometimes we wish it would go faster or slower. I remember that when I was an adolescent, I couldn't wait to be considered a full adult. I was filled with dreams of independence, of what I could do with my life. And as that arrived, I began to realize that what I hoped would go faster did go faster. And as the time went on, I wished it would go a little slower. But it gave me an opportunity to look back on the time that is past. What were my expectations? How did I look upon the time that I spent? And when I looked back, was it with satisfaction or regret? The meaning of time is a perennial philosophical question. I don't think anyone has significantly answered that question. We all experience time, but we have difficulty defining it. The only certain possession we have is the present moment. And each of those present moments is lived in a sense suspended between memory and hope. Thinking back upon what has happened, looking into the future, with certain expectations, perhaps a little anxiety. But for Christian believers, the moment that we possess, the time that we experience, is always in the background of eternity. That eternal moment of God's presence to us. And when Christians consider that gift of time in which we live, we may think of that passage from the second letter of St. Peter, when he tells us that with God a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like a day, but that God has granted us that gift of time, that we might understand the purpose of our lives, we might understand the gift of that time in order to arrange our life properly, orienting it toward the eternity of God while yet living in this world. But St. Peter tells us that this gift of time is to be used wisely, for it is that period of our existence in which we come to win our eternal salvation. I suspect this is why one of the Psalms is a prayer to God, which reads, "Lord, teach us to count our days aright." And in that desire to make our days count, to realizing that we have a specific time here on this earth, that the moments we possess are all important. We ask those fundamental questions which will orient ourselves toward the use of time. Why are we here? What does it mean to be a gift from an eternal and loving Heavenly Father? How do we take this gift of our life that we did not earn, we did not make? It is simply given to us. And it is important for us to understand that the moments of our lives are given to us that we might express the power of that gift and live our life in constant thanksgiving. We ask, where are we going? What is our goal? This gives a sharpened focus to the time that we have. It allows us to make those decisions on how we will spend that time. And in the face of a myriad of choices, we are able, if we know where we are going, to say, no, this is not the correct path. This is the one to follow. This is what will fulfill my existence here on earth. Our memory is important as well. It is important for us to look back on what has happened, what our life may have meant as it has been spent. And it is often in looking back that we see the pattern more clearly, that certain moments become more focused. Perhaps at the time that we lived them, they did not seem all that important. But in looking back over a period of years, we see how, in fact, that was the moment that was clearly directing us toward that goal which we all have. And in thinking of what has passed before us, we sometimes are satisfied with what has happened. We sometimes regret it. But we have to take this regret or satisfaction and move it into a certain wisdom. We cannot undo the past, but we have before us a future. And we allow the past to teach us, to allow us to make wise choices, and to see more clearly what is ahead. And Christians are given that extraordinary gift of the virtue of hope. It is a willingness to face the future. It is yet to be shaped. We do not know all the circumstances which will touch our lives in the future, but we know this, that in Jesus Christ, eternity has entered into our time. It has given us a particular blessing and purpose. We are sustained by the presence of that Lord, and in that presence we know that in the end, all will be well, all will be gathered into the purpose and providence of God. And with that hope, and with that wisdom, we need also a certain humility. We cannot do everything, but we can do something. And we pray God that He grant us the insight and the wisdom and the clarity to know what it is that we particularly, uniquely, can do. Each day, therefore, as we grasp the present, as we remember the past and we look forward to the future, it will be well that we remember who we are, why we are here, and where we are going. And know always that we move in the light of faith and in the love of God. And when we cling to this, that time will be redeemed, and we will live in eternal happiness.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.